This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's us, we're back, it's Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury, I'm with...
Jeff Sandu.
Arvind Braj.
Our producer, of course, is Christine. Shout hello, Christine.
Ohayo!
There you go. Now, if you're only just joining us, the theme of the show today, the discussion, has been based around the rise of super solo culture. How, over in Japan, the rise of people enjoying their alone time has created this mini little culture so far. And it seems to be spreading in parts of Asia and other parts of the world. We discussed how we enjoy spending time alone. We've thought we'd ask you a bunch of questions, running a couple of polls. The question that we've got over on Twitter is, do you enjoy doing activities alone? What do you feel the most awkward doing alone? And the options we've got is lunch on working days. The percentage of that is
18.7%.
Friday nights out,
38.2%.
Movies at the cinema,
10.6%.
Something else,
32.5%.
Wow. Now on WhatsApp, and his reply, well, I'm done lunching alone, back to work. Cheers to everyone in the studio. Johan says, yes, I'm actually very tired of keeping up with everyone.
There you go.
The rise of super solo.
Over on Instagram, very quickly, the poll is that 89% of you like to do things alone. 11% of you don't like to do things alone.
Rajatishu also says sit down formal dinners.
Yeah,
very
weird.
Awkward. Yeah.
They're awkward.
Yeah.
Okay, final story then. All about Spotify's pet-friendly playlists.
Yeah, so Spotify has a new feature that lets you create playlists for your pet. So they started doing this where they ask you to answer a few questions. It's like a very short survey. Then they curate a playlist depending on the answer. So last year they did something called Soundtrack Your Ride. It's a new feature that they had. So you tell them what your road trip is going to be like or what your commute will be like, and then they'll put together a bunch of songs for you based on your personality, your algorithm, and depending on what kind of trip you're going to have. Now they've launched the same feature for your pets, because according to Spotify, 71% of pet owners play music for their pets, and 80% think their pets like music. So it makes sense for them to let their users make playlists for their dogs, their cats, their guinea pigs, hamsters, fish, all sorts of pets.
Fish.
Right. He was running out of steam there, wasn't he?
So the tool is called Pet Playlists. It gets to know your pet, if your pet is energetic, if it's shy, if it's curious. Then it puts together 30 songs for you and your pet to enjoy together.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Yes.
Rich.
Do you know?
Do I know? If your cats like Lady Gaga?
So that's a good question, actually. I suspect probably not. Last year, as one of my cats was in heat, I got home from work one day and Spotify was playing with this calming, relaxing music. And I was like, what's going on here?
Smooth jazz?
Similar. And somebody in my house had opted to play this calming, relaxing music. And you know what happened? The cat had actually calmed down. So as much as I want to laugh and joke about this actually being something real and effective, it turns out it actually is.
Is your cat Top Cat by any chance?
It could have made possibly.
Top Cat.
I was completely mesmerized. I walked in and it was silent. The cat was happy and relaxed. And I'm like, it works.
Smooth jazz.
I took the very short survey, and then they even ask you for the name of your panel. So I had to give Spotify the name of my dog. They asked me to upload a picture of my dog, and I'm like, no, there's a fine line. There's a limit.
There's a limit. Privacy issues.
Yeah. And it gave me a bunch of songs that I don't recognize. It says that it's for me. Some stuff there is familiar. Most of the stuff I cannot recognize, so it's more sort of like psychedelic, eccentric. So I don't know what my dog is listening to. I have no idea why my dog wants to listen to these things. But like, I honestly have no idea if they listen to music the same way we do, or they find any
calming effect. But aren't you going to go home and play these songs?
I might. I mean, right. Go like experiment and see what happens. I've seen people like playing, you know, their guitar for their dogs and all. They seem to be very calm. So there must be some weight to this. But I have no idea if this is just like a gimmick for the pet owners, or the pet humans, if it's something that the pets will actually enjoy.
It's for the advertisers. I mean, let's say, for example, you don't have a Spotify premium account, you know, and you leave it playing throughout the day whilst you're out of the house. It makes sense that, you know, adverts are going to be playing, more play on the particular artists. It's a very
smart. It's an advert for pet food.
Yeah. Well, so when you come back in your dog to be like, you know, I want this food.
Exactly. There you go.
Yeah. Makes sense.
But then again, like, different breeds have a different way of responding to, I guess, music, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, I know, for example, Huskies and Malamutes are very fond of music. So, like, you mentioned about, you know, pet owners playing the guitar to their pets and their dogs, right? And, you know, if you just go onto YouTube, you would find Huskies and Malamutes that are singing along when the owner is playing the guitar, right?
Yeah.
And it's because they are a nature that wants to be part of, you know, of a, like a, like the society as well, right? So I don't know if they're considering like the different breeds and, you know, with cats as well, they're completely different. You know, cats are the type of person, like, they're just doing things on their own. Like, so, you know.
Yeah, they're punk.
Yeah.
Super solo.
They seem, but although yours is smooth jazz. So. Smooth
sophisticated, jazz. Clearly. Yeah. She lives in Bangtan, you know.
Yeah. There's Post Malone. Post Malone is on my playlist for my dog.
So, is it Circles by any chance? You know?
No, Sunflower.
Oh, okay.
Sunflower's there. Mac Miller's there. What's the use?
Yeah.
Right. Ezra Collective. So there's a lot.
Test it out.
Let us know. Very interested to know about this. Yeah. So there you go, folks. Spotify playlists for your pets. I can't believe I just said that.
Christine just showed me a message that said, Pause Malone.
Pause
Malone. Yeah, that's a...
Yeah, all right. Right, time for us to wrap up before she sends you any more bad puns. Thank you very much for tuning in, of course. Our story of the day was all about...
Well, we talked about the rise of the super solo culture, the enjoyment of doing things alone.
We then moved on to one port to rule them all, how the European Union wants all smartphones to have a standard charging port. Yet again, let's see whether or not that happens.
And then we finished with Obai asking who let the dogs out, and the answer is Spotify's pet playlists.
Oh my word, he created his own little... Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep.
If you've got time and you feel inclined, stick around because we've got the Breakfast Grill replay coming up after the 1 o'clock news. It's with Harris Arshad. He's the Managing Director of Syme Derby Oils. Plantation firms haven't been having the best of times in recent years, given how volatile CPO prices have been and have looked to go up the value chain. Syme Derby Oils represents the Syme Derby Plantation's aspirations to diversify its business downstream into a more refined, consumer-facing venture. What is the company's vision and how viable is it? The Breakfast Grill discussed this and more with the MD of Syme Derby Oils, Harris Arshad. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury on behalf of Jeff Sandu, Arvind Nuvaraj, and of course our producer Christian Wong. This has been Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.